You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
The Eagles are barfing. Today is March 11th, 2016, and this is The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, and we just saw Disney's Zootopia.
We took our baby to a babysitter so we could see a kid's film without the kid.
Yeah, and I realized that if we saw the movie in 3D, there would have been less kids in the audience.
Well, it was only time that worked.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, if you want to see an animated movie, it seems like, because a lot of parents don't want to take kids to 3D.
Or you go to a really late showing.
True.
Or you go to a showing.
None of the options in which we had.
During a weekday.
Yeah. I think when you go to a 6:30 movie on a Friday night, you're going to expect to see kids there.
That's the one that the kids are going to be at.
Yeah.
I guess you brought
a big So that was a bit distracting, but still I was able to follow everything in the movie. It was pretty clear.
My daily life is so filled with babies crying. Just one baby crying. Like, I don't even notice.
Yeah, it's still just distracting to me when I'm trying to watch a film.
It was a couple times, but not.
There were some people that had a baby that was too young.
Yeah, were a couple too young babies.
But hey, you know what? As a parent, I get it. Yeah. You know, this is the parent showing, but whatever. Anyway, so on to the movie. This was. Well, I don't know. Here, you want to start us off?
What do you mean, this was what?
Well, what do you want to talk about it with? Like, what do you want to say?
I want more animal jokes. There weren't enough.
Well, because they got into the plot, and then once
the plot was great. It was like, I feel like it was kind of perfect. There wasn't a lot. Where are my keys? There wasn't a lot that could have been done differently as far as the plot.
You know,
it was pretty complete and perfect.
It was pretty tight. Where's the car?
It's around here somewhere.
I just hope you didn't lose your keys. They left them back in there.
I know. Did they fall out? Here, hold this.
Okay.
Oh, there's
So we're in the key finding stage right now. Okay, cool. We got the keys. All right. All is well.
So I just wanted more animal jokes. Like at the end with the tigers dancing, why were they not wearing leopard underwear? There were so many missed opportunities.
They should have consulted you on the animal jokes.
And why was it an elephant teaching yoga? And why was it a gazelle singing? Like the singing should have been done by a bird. Because birds sing.
Hold on. Did you see any aviaries?
There were none.
There were no aviaries.
What about a howler monkey? Oh, no, they didn't have primates even, did they?
They did not have primates in this particular one. They had camels. I'm sure they did. Well, I'm saying that, like, the variety of species. I'm saying
camels
that...
Camels are mammals.
I know that. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying I'm trying to say some of the variety of species they contained when they went through some of the zones, trying to think of, like, what were the extents of what they did. I think one of the reasons why you didn't see many, why they didn't have that many species is because you have to model them. So I think they had like the generics that they all had to be. Obviously they had giraffes, elephants, like they covered the big ones.
And I get that weasels are weaselly and foxes are
headlights.
But can you get out that way?
Yeah.
But they, I don't know. I feel like there were, why an elephant teaching yoga?
Was the memory joke that they were going for.
Yeah, which was dumb.
And the reason why they had the elephant teaching yoga is because you don't think of an elephant as a really flexible being.
Yeah, but it would have been better if it was a flexible being and they had elephants trying to do it, like trying behind.
That's not the theme of the film. The theme is you can do anything. And that's right. Sort of like, that was the free spirit camp of hippie animals, which I liked that.
They have pigs in a mud bath, you know? Like, if they're going to do everything opposite, it needed more jokes. Better animal jokes.
Okay. I thought
they hammered in on the bunnies reproduce thing, like, a ton.
Yeah. Well, they hit it twice, and they hit it pretty close.
No, they hit it a couple times. Because then there was even the one where she's, the subtle one where she's like, bunnies are pretty good at multiplication, when she was doing.
Oh, see, now I got that joke. I didn't get it. No. Huh.
Yeah. And that sloth scene, I hate that they released it because I was so tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
I want to just fast forward the movie.
Yeah, I get why they did it. They, brilliant marketing, because it really got people to come in and see the film. Because you got an idea of what sort of the world they were going for from that little clip.
But see, even there's a joke. That was the good joke, because they had sloths working in the DMV. Everyone can relate to that. You know? Like, that's a good joke.
Yeah. I think what ended up happening was, I think when they got into the plot areas of the film, they forgot a lot of it. Like, they kind of ignored it a bit. Or they just made it more subtle. But they still try to keep it up for the most part. Like the howling wolves.
That was a good joke.
They still did that.
That was my favorite. Like, you're going to start a howl. And then they like couldn't help themselves.
The rams that were ramming things. The henchmen.
Yeah.
I actually love the fact that they made the rams the bad guys. Because their eyes really are weird in real life. Like, I love that aspect. I was like, oh yeah. These little bar eyeballs. Who wants those? Those are the villains right there. Somebody saw that.
There was a good joke at the very end, too, with the wolf in sheep's clothing. They had a wolf officer go undercover, and he dressed up as a sheep.
Yeah, good catch. There's so many, like, little plants in this.
There weren't as many as I hoped. Not like, you know, like BoJack Horseman you watch, and everything in the background is some joke about animals.
I guarantee, if you were to pause this movie and do the same, you would. But this is your first viewing. No, there was a whole bunch that, like, are in there, and I caught some of them, but they were so in passing. They were, like, the people who owned the businesses in the background were very, like, the Uber one.
Well, yeah, I pointed that out to you. But why did the otter have a flower shop? Otters don't have anything to do with flowers.
I don't know.
Otters like water.
Because you can do anything.
Bunnies as farmers, that makes sense.
You can do anything in the city.
Yeah, but if you're gonna keep using that as an excuse,
I'm agreeing with you, but I'm just saying that, like, the film danced on the edge of, because here's the point of the film was that they wanted to make it seem like, yes, you can do whatever you want to do, but what you're saying is, and they I think they did both. They had the traditional, like, what animal you would expect to do this, but they also did the opposite so that you would, you know, at least have a little bit of the theme. I think it had to have a little of both.
But I don't think I'm reading, like, I'm not reading into it, like, oh, they, good thing they had a gazelle singing.
Because
you can do anything.
I actually think that they were trying to get Lady Gaga to be the singer. And the reason I think that is because there's a line in there towards the end where she's like, put your paws up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is such a notoriously, like, little monster Lady Gaga reference that I wonder if they were trying to get her. And can you imagine what they could have done with Lady Gaga in terms of the animal? So I don't know, maybe that was the idea and they kind of, they changed it, or maybe that was the, I don't know. There was a lot of writers on this film. A lot of writers. Yeah. A lot of story teams on this.
The story was great. It was flawless.
I can't really think, like, as much as I'm trying to dig through and, like, find a flaw.
No, the act structure was perfect. The villain, the
all the plants of payoffs, yeah. Although there was one cut that I didn't like, that I think that they were leading. I almost felt like they were going in a direction of trying to get them in a more romantic, emotional relationship. There was a scene in the cart where she put her paw on his paw, and I don't know, that just felt, it was a bit...
No, they had only the same species were married and reproducing.
Ooh, what's... Ooh, oh, whoa.
That's where Grandma wants to go for her birthday. But I don't know if it's going to be open.
I don't know. It may open soon. Anyway. I forgot what we were saying.
That you thought they were trying to do some love angle, which they were absolutely not.
Well, I agree that the cut that I'm talking about was they could have had her put her paw on his paw and that would have been fine. But what they did was she was going to put her paw on his paw and then they cut to a close-up of it. And I was like, well, we could have got this in the wide, and it would. When you cut to a close-up like that, it means it means something else to me. When I see that, when I see it make that cut, if it had been the wide shot, I'd been like, okay, so maybe they cut it for some other reason. But it gave off the wrong inclination. It was just that one element. That's the only thing that stuck out to me.
I never got the impression that they were anything other than friends and coworkers.
Yeah. I don't know. I was
used to seeing films where, like, if it's a female lead, it's going to be romantic.
Yeah, no, I think that cut means something else, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know. I think part of my problem was I just didn't like the Fox character that much.
Oh, I loved him. I really liked his subtle, like, little movements he did. I thought it was very, I thought that they, while I was watching it, I thought the animators must have watched the actor a lot to get those really subtle movements.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe
like his little flick of the badge, you know? Like, that was great.
Yeah, no, there was some really good stuff there. I don't know. It was one of those things where maybe it's just Jason Bateman's voice. I wasn't sold on the voice matching the character. Like, the face not matching, but I don't know. That's just a really technical thing. But all in all, it was fun.
Not good fun movie. Enough. Perfect story. Not enough animal jokes.
What would you rate it?
I mean, it's an A+ as far as story. It's great.
Yeah.
It's just my preference that I felt that they missed a lot of opportunities. But I feel that way. I feel that way a lot with animal stuff.
Yeah.
Except Finding Nemo is pretty much perfect with the animal jokes. They take every opportunity.
True.
That one's great. That's what I'm excited about. Dory.
I'm going to give this one an A-. I know, it's... Yes, it's
also,
really...
I hate doing
the dirty thing. Oh. Okay, then I won't do it with you then. But, oh well. Anyway, it's been Drive Home.